Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
High fly ball, deep right field. Rowdy Tellez has done it again.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
And Lane was behind the mic as the Brewers snapped a losing streak in San Francisco in the final game of a three-game series on Sunday.
Here's the 1-1. And Adames, a high fly ball, deep left field, back, track, bye-bye baseball!
Number 100 in the career of Willie Adames, a well-rested Lane Grindle with the call, surprisingly, Lane, given you were up at 2 a.m. to watch the King coronation in England. Well, and it's pretty amazing work.
If you get up at 2 a.m., Greg, that means you can take a nap before you go to the ballpark. So it's just about planning your day and budgeting your time. And you know me, man. I'm into the coronation. I'm into the Royals and all that kind of stuff over there. So I wouldn't miss it.
Baseball and British history. Lane, you got it written all over you. I can hear the sincerity in your voice.
I missed every single second of it. The only coronation I saw were a couple of two-run home runs yesterday and cheeseheads being put on
Wayne Harris
and Willie Adames.
That's my kind of coronation, right? At the cheesehead thing.
That's right.
Do they have one in the broadcast booth for you, right? And if you get the home run call, somebody puts it on your head?
So we actually have one up here. It's been up here for years. Since I got the job here, there's been a cheesehead in the back of this booth. We have not actually put it on anybody after a home run yet, though. I forgot it was there until you just mentioned it. But there is one sitting in the back of our booth. So, if things get kind of fun and interesting, maybe we'll break that out at some point during one of these home games.
You'll look good.
I don't think I would, but I appreciate that. Thank you.
Lane has very nice hair. I don't know if I'd want to cover that with anything. Craig Counsell is the Brewers franchise leader in managerial wins and games managed. He's also the franchise leader in...
In a heated conversation with one of the base umpires, and now Craig Counsell just got thrown out talking with crew chief Chris Guccione, who had come over to try to break up this argument. Whatever was decided, it appears they have revoked the balk call, and the Brewers just can't believe it.
So Josh Maurer had the call of Craig Counsell's ejection. He is the franchise leader. Lane, I always wonder how you as a broadcaster try and bite your tongue when clearly the umpire crew was in the wrong, ultimately acknowledged they're in the wrong, and Craig has to take the heat and get bounced out of a game for a mistake that the umpires made.
Well, I think all you needed to know in that situation was how long they allowed him to stay out there. They knew that they got it wrong. They knew it was their bad. And so they were going to let him get his money's worth after he got ejected. That was a pretty bad one. It didn't have a huge impact in the way the game went. And I think it's important to keep that in the perspective of the entire situation. But it's still frustrating when we've had all these rule changes and something as simple as counting, quite frankly, and everybody being on the same page isn't done the right way. They all can, if you go back and try to read lips and see what Chris Guccione's saying and things of that nature, I know people do that stuff. Part of the argument was, well, Jeremy Riggs, counted one extra disengagement and he got it wrong. No, go look at the video. David Rackley, the home plate umpire, on the first disengagement, puts both fingers out behind home plate to signal that's a disengagement. And it was a disengagement. So there were three allowed. It should have been a balk. They got it wrong. They got it right initially, and then they got it wrong after they got together and talked about it. It was just poorly handled. Craig was right. He knew he was right, and he was in the right to make a point out of it, in my opinion.
It's still not good enough to feel right. Like, he still needed to demonstrate, and make sure that the point was made.
Oh, yeah. The thing I was concerned about was Alex Cobb started doing warm-up, pitches from the mound as it went along. And I was like, I hope he doesn't accidentally, hit somebody. Because there was traffic going in and out of the way of Alex Cobb as he was going through his warm-up tosses. But, honestly, from our standpoint as a broadcaster, because I really didn't answer your question, Greg, I filibustered very well there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, thank you. From our standpoint, I don't think that we hold back too much. I mean, I'm not going to scream and yell and go crazy, but when something like that happens, we're going to point out that they got it wrong. And sometimes for all of us, it takes a second up in the booth to know exactly what the conversation's about, what the disagreement is. But as you piece together some of the video and you go back and relive what just happened, you start to figure out, okay, this is what they're arguing about. Sometimes it's very obvious, and sometimes it's a little bit of a challenge to get to the bottom of it. But in this case, a few moments into it, you knew what was going on, and you knew that they had gotten it wrong. And so it was pretty easy to figure out that Craig Counsell was right, and he should have been allowed to get his money's worth like he did.
Did you get your hands on a Luke Skywalker bobblehead doll yet?
Yeah, I have. It's pretty cool. Lightsaber and all. I mean, it's awesome. It's really neat.
I'm excited about that. As far as collectibles go, I mean, just even saying Luke Skywalker makes me laugh.
I mean, it's perfect. We were trying to figure out my name on the road trip, and I couldn't come up with one. And Mike Vassallo actually said Lando Calrissian.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, yeah, Lando.
It didn't cross my mind. I mean, I think of myself as like Chewie, right? Like, that's how I feel like when I wake up in the morning. So I was like, I don't know who I am. But then Mike Vassallo came up with Lando Calrissian. I thought that was good.
I like that.
Very good.
No, the Brewers always do a great job with their Star Wars night. The Yuke or
is that
Yuke Skywalker bobblehead doll. Yeah, it's a WTMJ promotional item, right? We are behind it. We're sponsoring it.
Clever creative minds collaborating.
Lane will be on the call tonight as the Brewers are welcomed home. They take on the Dodgers at American Family Field. Appreciate it, Lane. Welcome back, and we'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Thanks, everybody.